Good morning, everybody. Welcome here to the Jim Hunter Media Center at Darlington Raceway. And we're going to talk about two of my favorite things this morning, Darlington Raceway and barbecue. Because up on May 16th, we are going to have the Darlington Raceway Speed and Feed Barbecue Festival. It's returning here after, I think, an eight-year hiatus. And it's sponsored and sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. And to talk about this today, we've got Darlington Raceway President Josh Harris. We have Noel Kay from the Kansas City Barbecue Society. And we have former NASCAR crew chief, broadcaster, and barbecue aficionado Jeff Hammond joining us this morning to talk about this special event coming up in May. And so first, Josh, just give us a lowdown and how important this is to bring this event back here for our fans here at Darlington Raceway.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. It's one of those things where we get asked a lot, you know, outside of the two NASCAR event weekends a year, what else do you do here at the track? And there's a lot of things that go on here in the community. We do charity events. We do partnering with other groups. And the Speed and Feed Barbecue Festival is an event that took place up through 2018. It was scheduled to be in the spring of 2020, and then unfortunate events occurred that we are all too familiar with COVID-19. And so that one shut down, and then we've worked over the last couple of years with a plan to bring it back. So we're bringing it back this spring, May 16th, as you said. It's going to be a classic car show, a big barbecue competition with, you mentioned, Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned. And it's just a great community event here in the Darlington PD area to bring together things that we love, fast cars and barbecue.
Well, Noel, you're going to be the most popular man in the house today because you brought some barbecue into the room. Well, please just give us a sense of what this event's going to be like from a barbecue perspective. How many teams do you expect? What do you expect? What can folks expect to get out of all this?
Sure. So Kansas City Barbecue Society is the largest sanctioning body in the world for the sport of barbecue. It's really grown over the last 5 or 6 years. In April of next year, there will be a contest for $1 million. So everybody's trying to vie for that spot to qualify for that. Teams are going to travel here pretty much from all over the United States. You'll have 30, 40 teams here, all trying to win the overall grand champion. And they'll compete in four meats. They'll do chicken, ribs, pork butt, and brisket. And we brought in here some ribs and brisket. The brisket is a Wagyu brisket, American Wagyu. It doesn't get any better than that. We've got some samples outside for you of the Wagyu brisket, the ribs, and some chicken. So everybody's real excited to be coming to Darlington to compete in May.
Now, Jeff, you've competed at Darlington Raceway many times through the years. Are you going to compete in May? And B, what's your thoughts about having this barbecue competition here?
I'm only going to compete if I can get on his team.
Okay.
Because Noel and I had a really good conversation yesterday. And folks, I think you'd be amazed at how you combine NASCAR and what NASCAR teams do versus these barbecue teams when they go and compete. I mean, the judges and the people that you're competing against are the same, just like when we unload and go in the garage area and start, making laps around the racetrack. And I found this out because he's already brought it up. The meat they're using, how important it is. And I think the Wagyu kind of speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. And the other things that, are key elements, you've got to have timing, just like we do in racing. He talks about, once you get everything prepared, the seasoning, when it goes on. I mean, he had the chart up there at the crock next door in the cooker about when they're putting the beef in and when they're going to put the ribs in, when they're going to do the chicken. It's a lot more going into it than I think a lot of people do realize, all the way down to their seasoning. We had a big debate, and we talked about how you can be using the same seasoning, and all of a sudden the company changes the way they're – a little bit, yep. And all of a sudden it affects the flavor of the meat. So many good things that I think are going to come out of this is the fact that we and they do a lot of things that are so important. It's, little tuning, right? You just said here, just a little bit being so off slight. Here, so yep. Slight and everything. Yep. And the other thing that I asked you about, tell me three things that are the most important part of making good barbecue.
Good meat, a good product. You got to start with a good product, end with a good product. Time and temperature, whatever you're cooking, you need to know how long it's going to take to cook at whatever temperature. It's going to take however long it takes. Don't be in a hurry. Be patient. Let it cook. Let it get tender. For example, these briskets, They took about 5 hours to cook these briskets. The ribs took a little bit longer, and they cooked about 4 hours. And they were going to be done when they got done. And we have a timeline, and nowhere on my timeline does it say meat is done. And so you have to allow for that. And then just the finish. We spent the last 20 minutes in our trailer making sure that everything was perfect, and that last 20 minutes was more important than the past 5 hours. So it's how you finish the product. It's how you finish it, where you get your taste.
And there's one other thing I want to add to this. You see that piece of wood down there? That's not just a piece of wood. That's a piece of hickory. And even to that point right there, what he starts with, it's the same thing all these crew chiefs that are running these teams. I mean, they've got their own little things that they take care of. So they have a specialized hickory wood that they make sure they are getting ready, and that doesn't have, believe it or not, everybody always talks about smoking something. He don't want smoke. He wants a certain type of heat. He'll put the flavor in the meat, and those are the kind of things that just we were kicking around that I realized, and I enjoyed barbecue. I mean, I enjoy brisket. I mean, me, my son, and son-in-law, we have a big cooker there at the house, and we play around, and we got two or three of them, as a matter of fact, small ones and big ones. But even the construction of their smoker, how important all this is. So it's quite an interesting deal. So take your time, maybe check them out on TV, but when they bring it here to Darlington, it'd be a good reason to come in. It'd be a weekend of some good competition, but more importantly, some excellent barbecue. Yep.
We'll open the floor up for questions. If you have any questions, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic front to you. We're going to start up front with Lee, and then we'll go over here to Mike.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. If you don't have the kind of setup you do when we get to Kansas, where would you suggest eating commercially if you wanted the best barbecue in town? Because I know it's up for debate.
Yeah, I don't want to offend anybody.
it may wind up being one of the judges. You got to be careful, Lee.
I'll say that Joe Pierce with Slaps Barbecue has an excellent restaurant in Kansas City. It's very good, and the chicken wings at Peanut are also very good. So,
and you pick different sauces for different meats. Do you have a favorite sauce that you go for depending upon what meat you're preparing?
I would say yes. I think that for ribs, we typically want something that's just a mild bit sweeter. People tend to like a sweet rib to the point where you may even need to add some maple syrup to it to sweeten it up. I think brisket needs not a lot of sauce. You want to be able to use your au jus. And maybe mix a little sauce in if you like a saucy brisket, but a lot of that's kind of a personal preference there. And I think chicken does better with a little bit more spice. And pork's pretty good by itself, but you know, where I'm from in North Carolina, they all want vinegar sauce, but vinegar doesn't tend to compete well. More of a tomato based sauce for pork usually.
Come over to your right here to Mike.
Mike Hembree, NASCAR.com. Is it possible to cheat at this? Can you bring in ribs?
Can you answer that? I don't know.
It's self defense. Whatever he does, it's just like crew chief's in that garage here. It's self defense, folks.
That's right. No, you really can't. I mean, it's just so the way KCBS is structured that every competitor has their meat evaluated before they cook it, and there are certain rules about what you can do before that time. You can't season it, rub it, or anything. And so those are some rules. We have strict turn-in times. We turn in chicken at 12 o'clock, for example, ribs at 12:30, pork at 1, and brisket at 1:30. If you're 1 second late, you're disqualified. So yeah, there's some rules there that you really can't cheat off of. So it's very strict, and they adhere to them, and it levels the playing field.
Any additional questions? Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning. And as a reminder, there are some samples out there.
Yep.
Make sure you get out there and get some barbecue at some point in time today. But thank you for joining us, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And as a reminder, we're going to start having availability with our NASCAR alumni over outside the NASCAR alumni tent like we have the last several years. That'll start about 11:45 if you want to go over there, and we'll bring some of the legends of our sport out to talk with you and spin some yarns. I don't know if they'll have any barbecue over yonder, but we'll have a lot of fun. So.
It don't look good. You had to pull too hard.